kulaba 90.9 Kopra.
23 hours.
A woman arrested after two children allegedly thrown into Ngwerele River. Armed thieves that broke into Catholic Church as a Jack compound residents demand increased police patrols. In African news, Pope Leo to visit four African countries in April. The news in detail. My name is Blessed Chwawa. Police in Lusaka have arrested a 26-year-old woman of Minwood Kwamwena in connection with the alleged murder of two young children who were reportedly thrown into the Ngwerele River on Tuesday afternoon. Police Deputy Public Relations Officer Chipo Kaitisha has confirmed the development to Kombon Radio News, identifying the suspect as Mary Kachilika of Minwood Kwamwena Phase 4. Ms. Kaitisha says the arrest followed a report received on February 25, 2026, around 14:30 hours by Kamwena Police Post from Mr. Titus Kamanga, 29, of Minwood Kwamwena Phase 5. She narrates that Mr. Kamanga reported that his second wife, Mary Kachilika, allegedly threw his two children from his first wife, aged 6 and 2 years respectively, into Ngwerele River. The incident is believed to have occurred earlier that day around 12 hours near the river in Minwood Phase 5. According to Ms. Kaitisha, preliminary investigations indicate that the complainant is in a polygamous marriage, having married his second wife on January 10, 2025.
Preliminary investigations indicate that the complainant is in a polygamous marriage, having married his second wife on January 10, 2025. The second wife reportedly has experienced disputes arising from jealousy, as one wife has children while the other does not. On the day of the incident, the husband had reportedly going to work while the first wife was outside doing house chores. The children were inside the house eating. The mother later heard the children crying, and upon checking, discovered discovered they were missing, she followed the direction of the cries towards Ngwerere River. At the river, she found Mary Kachilika being pursued by a local fisherman, aged 28, who was fishing nearby. He is reported to have witnessed the accused allegedly throwing the children into the river and apprehended her.
Meanwhile, Ms. Kaitisha has confirmed that the man who climbed a communication tower in Matero has successfully come down. The 34-year-old general worker at New Matero Secondary School has since been detained by the Zambia Police Service after climbing a 45-meter communication tower within the school premises and refusing to come down until authorities intervened. Police identified the suspect as Mainza Makovela of Lusaka's Kasupe area, who allegedly climbed the tower early Thursday morning in what authorities described as a case of criminal trespass. Ms. Kaitisha told Common Radio News that the incident was reported to Matero Police Station by the school's head teacher, Ms. Benedict Mufalo.
The approximately 45-meter tower is property of Infratel. Makovela was found seated at the apex of the structure. Brief facts of the matter indicate that Makovela has been employed as a general worker at the school for 12 years. It is alleged that recently he had been collecting money from members of the public while purporting to act as a real estate agent. Additionally, he reportedly had disputes with the several teachers at the institution. These complaints were brought to the attention of the head teacher, who cautioned him on several occasions. Due to alleged misconduct and failure to amend his behavior, the school administration resolved not to renew his contract, which was due to expire on February 27, 2026. He was informed accordingly. On February 26, 2026, at around 06 hours, the head teacher discovered Makovela climbing the tower and immediately reported the matter to the police.
Residents of Jack Compound in Lusaka have called for increased police patrols following a surge in thefts in the area. Speaking to Kamba Radio News, Mary Mukupa says suspected thieves armed with guns broke into St. Peter Catholic Church around 02 hours yesterday after jumping the wall fence in an attempt to steal from the premises. Ms. Mukupa explained that the suspects confronted a security guard who had whistled to scare them away. She has expressed concern that if criminals can target a church, nearby homes are also at risk. She has since appealed to the police command to intensify patrols in the area, saying residents are living in fear. Lusaka's Kabwata Ward 6 Councillor Chishala Bwalia says some parts of his ward have continued to experience perennial flooding due to poor drainage systems. Mr. Bwalia notes that the situation worsens during the rainy season, with some roads and households affected whenever heavy rains are recorded. He says inadequate and blocked drainage infrastructure has contributed to the recurring floods, making it difficult for residents to move freely and carry out their daily activities.
Because the issue that is at hand really is that you see in Kawata there were roads that were put up and they were not coming with drainages. So what happens is that those roads are somewhat elevated, putting the houses on more like when it rains it will get flooded. So there are a number of houses that get flooded, and unfortunately due to lack of funds we've been unable to proceed with the same. We've been in touch with BMMU. We are hoping that something can be done soon.
DKT International Zambia Initiative has officially launched its KISS condoms in Zambia, marking a significant step in strengthening HIV prevention and family planning efforts in the country.